About a third of the state's 351 cities and towns have put in place moratoriums on medical marijuana treatment centers, according to the Massachusetts Attorney General's office. Springfield is the largest city in the state to adopt a moratorium. It was approved by the city council Monday night. Attorney General Martha Coakley determined last spring that communities could not ban medical marijuana dispensaries, but could take up to a year to write zoning laws to regulate the facilities. Springfield City Councilor Bud Williams says the moratorium buys the city time to address a complex issue.
I think it makes sense. Just take a step back. Let's look at it and let's see if we can make it applicable to the city of Springfield. Because, when you say marijuana, it raises eyebrows. And I've heard it already. I don't mind being in the city. Just don't put it in my neighborhood. That's a reality, so we have to be able to adjust.
Springfield's moratorium on medical marijuana centers will last until June 30th, 2014, or when local zoning laws are adopted, whichever comes first. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health is expected to begin accepting final applications from people seeking medical marijuana licenses next month. Michael Cutler, an attorney who represents people seeking licenses to operate medical marijuana dispensaries, says applicants may bypass communities with moratoriums.
There are plenty of communities that are welcoming or at least not opposing these placements. So towns passing moratoria are shooting themselves in the foot, another colleague of mine observed, by allowing this commercial development to happen elsewhere, and certainly a town like Springfield can use all the commercial development it can get.
The state's medical marijuana law contains a so-called hardship provision, which permits people to grow their own marijuana for medical use if they don't have access to a dispensary.
These places are not only losing commercial development opportunities, but they're also making it more likely that patients will be cultivating outside of dispensaries in the moratorium communities.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno insists the moratorium is not being put in place to discourage medical marijuana providers from looking for locations in Springfield.
I want to make sure the people that need this are getting it. My neighborhood's where it's going to, properly zoned, public safety aspects. What is the city getting? We're going to have to take on all these services with constraints on the budget, so we want to make sure what are the fees and stuff coming into the city of Springfield.
Sarno says his administration has studied the experiences of California and Colorado with the medical marijuana industry.
This is not a major economic development project, nor a job major job creator, as is being advertised.
Springfield will require a two-phase application process for anyone seeking to open a medical marijuana business in the city. The initial applications are due December 4th. City Solicitor Ed Pakula said Springfield's application process will work in parallel with the state licensing process.
We put together a timetable for our planning process that coincides with the ongoing DPH process, as well as taking into account the need for implementing the local zoning provision.
Communities that have not adopted moratoria are working on zoning laws. A special town meeting is scheduled for November 4th in Amherst to vote on a medical marijuana zoning law. The state public health department last month approved 158 preliminary applications for medical marijuana licenses. The law allows up to 35 facilities to be licensed in the first year. Each of the state's 14 counties is to have one dispensary, but no more than five. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.